The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com. Steal first base.
The captain.
That's not a thing. Bobby Cox. Shawn Dunston.
You still think football coaches ought to be required to wear football uniforms the way baseball guys do?
Yes.
Would you like to see Popovich in a basketball uniform?
Yes.
I find it odd that they make the baseball managers wear the uniform?
Of course it's odd. It's ridiculous. I want to see Jeremy Pruitt out there, and an official comes over. Pruitt, are you wearing your hip pads? It's got to be regulation. Pants got to come down below the knees. See Pruitt up there, like his helmet under his arm, giving the pregame speech. Fulmer back in the day running out with a helmet held high. Yeah. What coaches would look most ridiculous?
Nick Saban. All 5'4" of them. Butch Jones.
Oh, man.
Lou Holtz.
Oh, basketball. Like, can you imagine Barnes over there in his
shorts? They probably look pretty good.
What's that supposed to mean? That's kind of weird.
No.
It's a weird thing to say.
I mean, just these Barnes. Bruce Pearl.
You like Pearl since he's put on the pounds?
No, the Pearl years are great, but I'm by no means a Pearlinista.
You should talk to him and see if he'll go on this diet with you.
Who, Pearl?
Yeah.
He lives a good life, man.
What you talk about is coming up. We've got your cue to call. Stay tuned for your cue to call. We are taking, we'll need three players to play our game. Winner will get 16 free wings from Buckethead Tavern in West Knoxville and a spot in What You Talk About Champions League starting next week here on The Drive. Stay tuned for your cue to call. Yeah, very sad news about Pernell Sweet Pea Whitaker. You see who else died today, Bear?
Yeah, but I cannot remember.
A legendary music figure.
Well, Russell Smith died yesterday.
Russell Smith died.
From the Amazing Rhythm Aces.
Yeah. Age of 70. Very sad.
Is that who you were talking about?
Yeah. Very sad. I believe, and Parker, you can research this, because I'm so humble. It's not my style to pat myself on the back, and I don't Google my own name much. I believe I'm now the most famous Russell Smith, now that Russell Smith from the Amazing Rhythm Aces has died. I think I'm the most famous Russell Smith in the world.
You think so?
I think so. Which is not an insignificant feat, because Smith is such a common surname. So many of us out there.
Russell's the most unathletic guy I know.
There's a doctor at UT Medical Center.
Really?
Russell Smith.
There's another one. There was another Russell Smith who sold ads for the Metro Pulse in town for a long time. I've never met him. But I actually have. Well, yeah, I mean, everybody knows this guy.
Yeah.
And they just assume that, like, we were the same
guy. He's the nicer Russell Smith in Knoxville.
You take that back. Oh, wait, he is?
Yeah.
You take that back.
You jerk. You pride yourself on being a jerk.
Take that back.
I will not.
You big jerk. Hey, Parker, there's somebody out at the door. Can you go let him in? I think it's one of the overtime kids. I think it's just, have you seen this guy? He's like 14 years old. Yeah.
I know. I watch my language. When they're in here now.
Yeah.
They're all
it's
young.
A lawsuit waiting to happen.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I had to tell Julian Tanner to, you know, watch their P's and Q's.
Russell Smith of the Amazing Rhythm Aces died after a long battle with cancer, 70 years old.
Good night, sweet prince.
Indeed. Tribute on the band's website said Russell's soulful voice and artfully crafted lyrics helped to develop the signature Amazing Rhythm Aces sound that defined an era and transcended genre labels.
It was kind of country rock like the Eagles. They just didn't have as good of songs, I thought.
Born in Nashville and raised in Lafayette, Tennessee. Lafayette? That's not La Follette. Lafayette?
No.
Where's Lafayette, Tennessee?
I have no idea. Tanner Carson's from La Follette, isn't he?
For Smith,
sure.
The path to Amazing Rhythm Aces began in Knoxville in the late 60s, where he played with would-be Aces members in the formative group Fatback.
Wow.
Yeah. Played here. Russell Smith got his start. This is so weird talking about.
Yeah. Are you related to him at all?
Not that I know of.
Or if he played over at the old buddies on Kingston Pike. That was hopping back in the early 70s.
This would be in the 60s, you see.
Oh.
By the time the 70s rolled around.
60s, what was it back then? They called, there was some club called, was it the Pump Room?
Pump Room?
Yeah. I always wanted to have a club called the Rumpus Room.
Pump Room doesn't sound like a reputable establishment.
Hmm.
Just saying. All right, let's get Trey in here. Quick check from SEC Media Days. Then we'll play What You Talking About. Trey Wallace, live today at the Hoover, whatchamacallit, SEC Media Days 2019 underway. What's up, Trey?
Hey, buddy. I had to find a quiet little spot here, but Dan Mullen, Michael P. Ryan, Felipe Franks, they all spoke with the media. Didn't get much from Dan Mullen. He did talk about, like, the transfer portal. He said he had players coming to him and, you know, would ask him about it. And he's like, well, I can't grant you immediate eligibility if you go somewhere else. So he said he had a couple of players approach him about that. Said, you know, there's really nothing he can do besides sign off on the waiver. I thought that was interesting. Felipe Franks and LaMichael P. Ryan kind of talking about the Tennessee game. Said it's just another game now.
Well, of course it is. I mean, like,
there's
no.
He does love to go to Neyland Stadium and see the fans leave early. That was a quote.
Who said that?
That would be Felipe. That
bastard. Yep. Felipe Franks. Can I say that on air?
Yes, you can.
He said he wants to come here and see. Well, no, that was last year.
He said he enjoys it. Said he enjoys it.
Oh, I hate him.
Well, Seth, that's the thing. We're too nice now. It goes back to what I was saying in the first hour, Russell.
Well, they're not even scared of us.
They were back in the day when they weren't sure if they were going to leave Neyland Stadium with all their body parts attached.
There's no fear of repercussions from this. I mean, this is hardly the first guy that's
I'm calling
that's
for bounties.
Off.
I'm calling for bounties this year.
I mean,
bring it back.
This is what it's come to. Is
we're
like
a joke.
There's just no respect for the program. There's no fear of retribution. They could go out there and say something. And you know what, guy? Like, I don't even know if we can do anything about it, man. I don't know that if I'm Dan Mullen, I'm not even worried about it, quite frankly. And that pisses me off.
I think Dan Mullen is worried about Miami, and then he's going to worry about Tennessee.
He's got Kentucky first. They lost that game last year.
To who you're breaking up? I'm sorry.
Kentucky.
Kentucky beat them last
year. Yeah. So they'll go on the road to Lexington, and then they'll host Tennessee. So they have an interesting first four games of the season. You throw in a cupcake, but Dan Mullen understands that, and that's kind of what he talked about. He honestly really didn't say much. I mean, it was more the down the line type nonsense. Now Ed Orgeron is up here in the room. Next to me, he'll meet with the other media here with us just a little bit, but he's having a conversation right now, and I'm sure the questions have been interesting with him. But look, this is something where here's what's cool about SEC Media Days, and I will say this. You get the players separately, so you don't get them with an SID or somebody like that standing next to them trying to cut off a question or trying to cut them off from answering something. They just have somebody from the SEC representing the player because they spread them out all over the room. So I do think that's the interesting part. Tomorrow I'll be interested in how some of the questions are phrased to Garantano, Batuli, and Taylor and how they answered that without that cutoff person there. So it's going to be interesting. Ed Orgeron, I think, is the show of the day.
Has he got a translator or something there to like?
They have a sign language expert that also does translations as well.
Oh, man. I don't know why that sticks in my craw. Does that stick in your craw that Felipe Franks is out there trash talking us? That's got me Maynardville mad, Bear. I'm
say it to
of
our face.
Farragut furious. He would. There's not a damn thing we can do about it because we've had a revolving door of moron head coaches here for 10 years now.
Glorious Jones. questions.
Makes me mad.
You know what? It was a broad question, and he answered it.
It was a broad question. It wasn't even specific. He just went off script there. He thinks so little of Tennessee and our chances to beat them this year that he just went, oh, yeah, it's fun to go out there and shut them up. I don't know. Maybe I'm making too big a deal of it.
You know what? We'll see what Tennessee has to say tomorrow. LSU players go up tonight here in just a little bit. And we'll hear comments from Joe Burrow. We'll be interested to see what they do, especially with quarterback, and have somebody establish his back for them. And tomorrow's a big day. Look, tomorrow's a big day, and that's why we're down here. Tennessee takes the stage tomorrow afternoon at 2:30. Jeremy Pruitt will be getting in town. I'll be having a sit-down interview. Be looking for this tomorrow morning with Paul Feinbaum. So look for that, and then maybe we can air it tomorrow afternoon on the drive. And really, as the drive gets going tomorrow afternoon, Tennessee's going to be at the podium. So look for a lot of different quotes coming out of that, and we'll get some audio, and I'll send you guys some links. But we're rolling down there at SEC Media Days waiting for the balls to get down, boys.
Why don't you ask Feinbaum, Benedict Feinbaum, why he turned on his alma mater like he has down there with the Alabama people?
You have to realize he did 15 years in Birmingham. I mean, I don't think it's turning. I just think it's somebody
doing
the job.
He turned on us, Trey. He turned on us.
I know. He did. I know he did. I got to be politically correct, but he did. He turned.
All right, Trey. Thanks, my man. Good work today. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, guys. Have fun. What you talking about?
All right, Trey Wallace, live at SEC Media Days. Here's the direct quote.
It's a direct quote.
Florida tailback LaMichael Perine. What does he think about Tennessee? Why is somebody asking LaMichael Perine what he thinks about Tennessee?
Has he ever played us?
He was on the team last year. Obviously, like if he's at Media Days.
He's a freshman.
Here's the quote. I wouldn't say it's a rivalry. It's just another game. I wouldn't call it a rivalry. LSU, that's a rival game. We look at Tennessee like it's just another game.
I would like to think that Mr. Perine would not finish the game this year. That would be a... you know, justice. Not another game.
Oh, man. Oh, I hate him. I hate him.
I still don't hate him as much as I hate Georgia. I mean, I can't stand them, but they're not Georgia.
All right, we need three players for what you're talking about. 865-546-8200. Call now. Get in line. 546-8200, your number to get on the drive this afternoon. We'll play What You Talking About coming up here after this quick timeout. Stay tuned as we play the game coming up next right here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
Fox Sports Knoxville, The Drive continues. Beautiful Monday afternoon edition of the show. Russell and Bear cruising along with you. We have one line open. We need one more player for What You Talk About. We need one more. 865-546-8200 is your number. 546-8200. Call now. Pick up the phone. Dial in and get on board for What You Talk About. Who do we have so far?
We've got Chase and John Tweet.
Okay.
We need one more gladiator, and here we go.
All right, so we should be ready to go here. We'll dial in our third caller. Peyton Manning's new TV show debuts tonight. Peyton's Places on ESPN Plus. Somebody slided my DMs with an ESPN Plus membership password so I can watch
Peyton's
show.
Why don't you just, you know?
Because I've got too many things, man. I've got, like, my wife is on me to, like.
My wife's on me. Oh, no. Your wife's a nice person. If you asked nice, I said, hey, honey, look, I would like to really watch this thing about Peyton Manning. She'd be like, okay, Russ.
She's like, you're not spending $5 to watch a stupid Peyton Manning show.
She wouldn't do that. She went to UT. She knows Peyton's a GOAT.
And be quite honest, I don't really want to spend money on it.
How dare you?
Are you spending money on it?
No, I'm not going to watch it.
There you go.
I'll wait till it gets to YouTube.
There you go. It's not going on YouTube, man. They're cutting down on this stuff. It's hard to get.
I know Trey now. He's like an outlaw about this stuff.
Well, Trey probably has some kind of free thing, somewhat shady thing that we can do that's going to download a virus or some sort of...
Destroy your computer.
Yeah, one of those things. All right, who we got here? Chase, Tweet, and...
No. I hung up. Sat and listened to me say
what?
Hello. Yeah. I don't know if it was me or them.
I'm sick of this, man. Why is it so hard to get three players to play this stupid game? All right.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's too early in the week. Sorry. Too early in the week to be this frustrated.
Just chill, man. We got Chase.
I'm sorry.
Steven.
I'm sorry.
And John Tweet.
I'm sorry.
All right, Chase, Steven, and John Tweet. Let's go. It is time to play right here on The Drive. What you talking about?
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
All right, let's bring in Chase. I believe Chase is a What You Talking About veteran. Chase, are you with us?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, man? You've played this game several times, haven't you?
It's eluded me every time, but I'm ready this time.
All right. You'll be up first. You know the rules. We'll go ahead and see how high you can score. Put the pressure on Tweet and Steven. You ready?
Let's do it.
Here we go. City where the Eagles and Phillies play.
Philadelphia.
This is the game that's played in New Orleans in the
Sugar Bowl.
Yeah, this is a movie with Tom Hanks where he's in Alabama and run.
Forrest Gump.
Yeah. This is the Minister of Defense played at Tennessee.
Reggie White.
This is former Lakers great, has HIV.
Magic Johnson.
Yes, this is the president.
Donald Trump.
This is where the Wolverines play, the state.
Michigan.
New York's baseball team.
There's the Yankees and the Mets.
Yes, this is on Sesame Street, a blue character that likes to eat.
Cookie Monster.
Yes, this is Peyton's brother.
Eli Manning.
This is not Coke, it's the other one.
Pepsi.
This is the commissioner of the National Football League.
Roger Goodell.
This is a female MMA star.
Ronda Rousey.
This is the musical artist who did Rocket Man.
Elton John.
This is a Florida Heisman Trophy winner from the 90s.
Danny Werfel.
Yes. Wow.
That was impressive.
Wow.
Stout.
What was the final?
15.
15. Whoa. Chase, it might not elude him today. A strong number right out of the gate. Chase, hang right there. 15 going to be hard to beat. Let's bring in John Tweet up next. Tweet, are you there?
Hey, boys.
Hey, man. What's going on?
Not trying to start any controversy, but you did say Phillies for Philadelphia.
Is that an issue?
I'm not sure.
No.
All right.
Okay. Fair enough.
It's not.
Yeah, I feel like that should be.
I feel like I could be a pretty fair arbiter because like I'm Phillies thinking myself.
Is the horse. It's not the city. I mean, it just happens to sound the same. It's kind of a.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like what I asked myself, John, would I make Russell and everybody else's life a living hell if I was in that position?
Yeah.
So that's why I said no. It's not a big deal.
Yes, you would.
Yeah,
anyway.
He probably would. All right, let's see.
I'm not protesting.
Hopefully, Tweet number, puts go. Up like an 8 or a 9, and it's not a big deal.
Maybe a 7.
All right, here we go. The city where the College World Series is held.
Pass.
This is former pitcher for the Texas Rangers.
Nolan Ryan.
Yes, this is former head coach of Georgia and Miami.
Mark Rick.
This is the male star of Baywatch back in the day. German.
David Hasselhoff.
Yes, this is the star point guard for the Warriors.
Klay Thompson, Steph Curry.
Yes, this is former head coach of the Colts, won a Super Bowl there.
Tony Dungy.
This is the game that Sidney Crosby plays.
Oh, hockey.
Yes, this is a TV show with Norm and the mailman and
Cheers.
The bar. Yeah, this is Kansas City's baseball team.
Royals.
This is the race, the open wheel racing every summer.
Indianapolis 500.
Yes, this is the first black player to ever play in the major leagues.
Holy pass.
This is, he has a video game named after him. He played, coached the Raiders back in the day. Played, coached the Raiders back in the day.
Oh, John Madden.
I don't think we got that one in
time. After the break.
Yeah.
I had two passes. That's terrible.
Yeah. You passed on Jackie Robinson. You drew
Jackie
a blank
Robinson,
there.
Omaha.
Yeah.
It was kind
of what does Peyton say before the play?
That would have been a good one. Yeah. Would have been. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nine.
All right.
Mm. Massive failure.
It's all right, John.
We've seen worse.
Thanks for playing, buddy.
Yeah. Good day.
And a good day to you too, sir. All right, let's bring in Steven. Even Steven.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Good.
We are cruising right along here. You got your work cut out for you. You need
15 to tie. 16 to win.
16 would put you in the finals. Are you ready?
Sounds good.
Ready?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. It's a racetrack in Alabama.
Pass.
This is what you wear to bed at night.
Pajamas.
This is a former point guard for the Utah Jazz. Short shorts.
Pass. All
right, this is what comes at the end of a sentence.
Period.
This is a state where Sarah Palin's from. Anchorage.
Alaska.
Yeah, this is former Tennessee great safety, played for the Chiefs.
Eric Berry.
This is Orlando's basketball team.
Magic.
This is a two-wheeled thing that you ride.
Motorcycle.
Yes, this is, he won all kinds of gold, limp, black man at the 1936 Olympics.
Michael Johnson.
In Berlin. 1936, Hitler. All right, this is the state where the Razorbacks play.
Arkansas.
This is a movie about a heist with George Clooney and Brad Pitt.
Ocean's 11.
Yes, this is what you put on your lips when they get dry.
Plastic.
Yes, this is Atlanta's baseball team.
Braves.
This is USC's football team.
Trojans.
This is not Lowe's, but
Home Depot.
Yes. This is. Wow. That was pretty good. That was pretty good. I don't know if it's going to be enough, but it's pretty good.
Too many passes.
12.
12.
Ah.
Many days.
That's
when,
a solid effort, Steven. Don't get down on yourself. Just call back.
The second one in a row, we started with a really hard clue. It was Talladega.
With no passes, that would have been 18 easily.
Ooh. What was the other? Jesse Owens. That was hard.
Yeah.
That was really hard. Yeah. All right, Steven. Good shot, man.
Thanks.
Feel free to call back tomorrow. Try again, as we'll have another spot up for grabs. We have three spots left in Champions League. Let's bring Chase back. Chase, congratulations. You win 16 free wings at Buckethead Tavern and a coveted spot in What You Talk About Champions League next week here on The Drive. Congratulations, my man.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much.
I mean, Chase is going to be –
he's
gonna
taking his claim. He's a contender.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's for real.
Yeah. Who's that? Who's the guy, the two-time guy that is a pain in my – that has already qualified? I'm backing Chase. I think Chase can take that guy down. Is it Matty Ice?
Oh, yeah, Matty Ice.
Yeah, nemesis.
Yeah, he's an early favorite. Chase, an early favorite. Chase, hang right there. We're going to get your phone number.
Thank you, guys.
Well done, sir. I have to go through the list. I don't have the list of Champions League so far, but we got three more spots. So be sure to listen tomorrow, 5:15, and listen for your cue to call, and then go ahead and call in and get in line for What You Talk About as it gets harder, more pressure begins to mount as we get closer and closer to Champions League action, and a couple of pretty good shots. John Tweet is.
I don't think Matty Ice is going to have anything from my guy. Chase.
Who all do we have in it so far?
Oh, hold on, I have to go back and
pull up your notes.
Yeah,
direct notes.
It's a direct quote.
I got a booze update, Neyland Stadium booze update.
Oh, I got some insight into that.
Yeah,
yeah. I was talking to to somebody I know that's pretty well versed in that whole world.
Well, the vice chancellor today, Vince Carilli, in your Knoxville News Sentinel says that it's not a slam dunk. He said that if they don't have all their ducks in a row, they just won't do it. And it kind of made it sound like they're not going to be able to get it done in time, just in terms of the logistics. So the beer and Neyland Stadium thing might not be happening this year anyway. I imagine it probably happened next year at the latest, but there's a good chance it won't happen this year.
Yeah, after the conversation I had this morning, it would not surprise me at all. There's numerous different hurdles from the university, Aramark, beer distributors, the city, the state, all kinds of different hurdles to get over.
I thought they cleared the legal stuff. No. Like, what else do they have to do?
Well, for instance, Tennessee's campus is a dry campus. Mm-hmm. And apparently that's not something they just say by proclamation. Like
But I thought the
city can't – the way it was explained to me is the city is legally – the way I heard it was the state would have to do something about Tennessee being a dry campus. Otherwise, they can't issue a beer permit maybe for any like on-campus event involving athletics. Now, I know that they are selling beer at the Alice Cooper concert in August. That seems to be no problem. But it's just the sporting events.
Hmm.
I think they're probably – the way it was explained to me is that it shouldn't be a problem for basketball season.
Okay.
At Thompson Bowling. Another part of the problem is they – you know, it probably shouldn't surprise us, given that this is a university that gave us the Greg Schiano fiasco, that they might not have their ducks in a row when it came to selling beer.
Well, we're not the only one. I mean, there have been like 7 or 8 schools, SEC schools already, that said we're not doing it.
Right.
This year. So I don't know that it's necessarily a sign of institutional incompetence.
Well, no. I mean, and there's other things like who pays for the, you know, who's paying for it. A lot of it's like money and, you know, when a truck pulls up and they deliver beer for it, you have to pay for it. You don't get it on credit. Who's paying for it?
Oh, they've got the money for it.
No. You're misunderstanding me.
Like who's paying for it?
Yeah. Like, is it Aramark? Or is it the university? And then you've got other stuff like which brands and stuff dealing with the distributors and all that. And then,
oh, I'm sure it'll be the absolute best beer that money can buy.
It'll be – I mean, I can pretty much tell you which brands it'll be. It'll be Bud Light, Miller Light, Yahoo. Is that what it is? What's one that does Prez? Is that Yazoo?
Yazoo. Yahoo Serious.
The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group today at 865-566-0800. Applying for disability can be very tedious. Having an experienced attorney on your side makes it easy. Call Disability Advantage Group, 865-566-0800, or visit online at dag-us.com.
Paul says, what's the deal with Peterson and Henry T? Totally forgot about J.J. Peterson. All the Henry Toa Toa and Quavarus Crouch stuff.
I mean, from what I understand, J.J. likes to eat. Ever been guys like that? Plenty of guys that have come through this program since I've been watching that some guys just eat themselves out of being able to play football.
Well, he arrived so late last year that it's really unfair to expect him to make – like, he didn't have time to learn the system in preseason camp and all that. And he was out of shape.
But I don't blame – and it was just rumor. Was it Pruitt and the UT, you know, staff weren't real happy with the fact that he did come in out of shape with all that they did to get him in and get him eligible?
Yeah, and it's an adjustment for these dudes. Like – you're a 6'2", 240-pound linebacker in high school. You just do what you want. Like, you work out a little bit. Maybe you don't practice that hard because
you get by natural.
Yeah, because you're a beast talent. And you go out there and just dominate on Friday night. So you get to the SEC, and all of a sudden that ain't good enough. You have to really work hard, and if you've never worked that hard before, that's a shock to the system.
You need to lose about 10 pounds. You need to get down about 6'2", 230 and turn the 25 pounds of fat into 10 pounds of muscle.
Yeah, and – I think he got banged up a little bit during spring practice, so that didn't go as, you know, for him, it might just be about just getting healthy and getting in shape, getting in elite physical condition, working with our crazy strength coaches. Did you see that video over the weekend? Boy, those guys are nuts.
You need to send a link.
Oh, those guys, it's on the Tennessee football Twitter account.
Yeah,
it's really? That's too hard?
Yeah.
It's too hard to type in @vol_football.
It'd be a lot easier if you just DM it to me.
I should go do that and do that work
for
you.
Fine, I'll call Chance.
I mean, that's literally the least amount of work that anyway.
Do you want the lineup so far?
I think Peterson, he's just got to get healthy and in shape, get in the best shape of his life and learn what he's doing. And that might take, you know, even if he doesn't contribute this year, like, there's still time for him. He got a red shirt last year because they had that you can play in five games rule.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's still got 4 years of eligibility.
Yeah.
He's got four to play for.
He's got a long time to get. But you better be careful because, you know, Betuli and Daryl Taylor, you're going to build your linebacker core around those
DeAndre
guys this year.
Jordan.
And then Johnson. And then Crouch and To'o who are going to come in here and maybe pass you up. And, you know, we're recruiting good linebackers again. So you don't want to wait too long.
No, you don't. You really don't.
Travis says, is Trey Smith going to play?
Everybody seems to be acting like he is.
Yep.
Wow.
What does Dr. Bear think about Trey Smith's current status?
I think that... Serious?
Please, continue, Doctor.
I'm going to be stunned, man, if he does.
Because of the blood clots and everything, right? It's a serious medical condition.
Well, no, not just... Yes. And the fact that the way they treat that, they put you on major league...
Blood thinners, right?
Blood thinners.
Yeah.
And then you get one shot at coming off of them.
Uh-huh.
And if you can't... If you start clotting again, they put you back on them. You don't come back off of them. And if you clot again... I mean, I guess they're going to take him off of them again. It's a reason that Chris Bosch has never been allowed to play in the NBA. Brian, what's his name from NASCAR, was never allowed to race again.
Well, it's about the hemoglobin and clotting and things
like that.
Well,
no, it's about
white blood cells.
It's about being on blood thinners being in a
hold
high.
Hold on. Please continue. Continue.
What the hell is this? Sprockets
with
Dita.
Doogie Howser, MD.
Is
Dr.
It really?
Bear. Yeah.
Got some bad 80s.
Am
music.
I missing? Am I messing you up?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Continue, Doctor.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, Russell. I mean, you can't drive a race car 200 miles an hour and be on blood thinners. You can't play in the NBA and be on blood thinners. And you sure as hell can't be an offensive lineman in the SEC on blood thinners.
Because you can't coagulate if you were to get cut while you're on blood thinners, like you
cut,
just keep.
It's not so much cut, but just getting hit. You have massive internal hemorrhaging. You die.
Really?
Yeah.
An internal hemorrhage.
Yeah.
That sounds terrible. What do you do? Like, that's always blowing me away. You have internal bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
How do they stop that? How do you stop internal bleeding?
They go in and stop it.
They go in. With what?
With a scalpel. You don't act like this, man. You got multiple members of your family or doctors. Don't be a clown. Don't be a jackass.
I don't know.
You know what the hell I'm talking about.
I'm not a doctor.
No, thank God. Could you imagine laying in a bed? Russell's the last thing you see right before they put the mask over your
face. Sorry, Bear. We're going to have to amputate. But, Doc, I just have a cold. Yeah, that arm's got to come off. 865-546-8200. We'll do a little check it or wreck it coming up. The shocking conclusion of the drive. Speak now, forever hold your peace. We're back with more right after this.
The drive. Stop the drive. You can only hope to contain it.
Check it. Or wreck it.
SEC Media Days has jumped the shark.
Oh, I'll check that 100%. Hell yeah. I'm sick of it. It's always down there in South Alabama. They sicken me.
I'm going to wreck it. It's fashionable to rip on SEC Media Days. I'm glad we're not down there for 4 days in a hallway doing the show. I'm glad we've got Trey to go down there and
took the bullet for us.
Yeah, and do all that stuff with
appreciate
us.
It.
But hey, it spurs conversation. It gives us some nuggets to talk about and things like that. So
I mean, we like talking about it. We just don't
talking season.
We just don't want to go down there.
Check Parker Pewitt.
Check it. We didn't learn anything today. We learned
nothing.
2020.
Florida kid popped Atlanta. Off a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see you in a few weeks.
Jeremy Pruitt will say something interesting tomorrow at SEC Media Days.
Wreck it. I think it's going to be very milk toast and very Jeremy Pruitt-esque.
Really?
Cornbread.
I'm going to check it. I think at some point he's going to get a little testy with somebody and we'll blow
what
it
if
out
it's
of proportion.
Trey?
That would be awesome.
God.
Trey gets in a fight with Jeremy Pruitt.
Man, Trey will hate that, but we'll love it.
It'll be great.
Who's winning a fight between Trey and Pruitt?
Oh, Pruitt kick Trey's ass. I mean, like, nothing against Trey, but, like, Pruitt is a former SEC athlete. And, like, he gets exercise every day out there in the practice field and everything, and Trey's got a bum knee.
Yeah. Okay.
I love Trey. I hope it doesn't come to that, but
would you jump in if we were there?
Yeah, I think we'd have to. Right? I mean, we have to, like, we don't have to fight Pruitt, but we pull him off, and we like, yeah. skull, whoa, it's not worth it, man. It's not worth it. Chill, skull.
Wreck it, because I think if anyone says anything exciting, it's not going to be Pruitt. It'll be one of the players, probably.
The guy. The guy at the Smoky Mountains who confronted Mama Bear yesterday in the viral video is an idiot.
I mean, that's simple. I mean, everybody agrees on that. Yeah.
I don't know. Like he was trying to be helpful. Like it's not his fault. He doesn't realize.
No, Russell, he's a complete and total dumbass. That's like going to the Great Smoky Mountains National Park 101.
I like how he thought, like, what did he think? Like, bears recognize traffic cops. He's like, I'm going to go over here. No, like, no, there are cars coming, Mama Bear. Like, he thought he was going to communicate. He thought he was Dr. Doolittle or something.
He's a complete idiot. And the saddest part about it, and I am really the luckiest thing is, that bear had reared up and had his guts for garters and took a swipe at him,
that'd have been awesome.
They would have put her down.
Yeah.
And then God knows what would have happened to the Cubs because they would have been orphaned. You know, if you're going to visit our park, follow the rules, jackass.
Oh! The new James Bond movie starring the first ever female Bond will suck.
Check it. Is nothing sacred anymore?
Yeah, check it.
Not very woke of you, Bear.
I don't care.
You ain't woke unless you're down with Jane Bond.
Well, everyone
was on board with Idris Elba.
Well, I'm all about it.
Yeah.
Like, I was fired up about it. Stringer Bell is James Bond.
Great, Parker. You're not racist, but guess what? You're sexist.
No.
That's not how I meant it.
That's how it works.
What'd you think about the Ocean 11? With all women. What'd you think?
Ocean 8, you mean?
Yeah.
I didn't see it, but I'm sure it was outstanding. Because I am the prince of wokeness.
Yeah, you didn't even watch it.
Looks awful. Well, female Ghostbusters. What other, like, dude movies? Are we going to have female Tombstone? What other, like, movies of manliness do we have to recast with chicks now to prove how woke Hollywood is? Days of Thunder, starring Danica Patrick.
Wow. Is she going to hit the wall 20 laps in?
That's not very nice.
She wasn't a very good driver.
I don't mean that as a sexist comment.
Great open wheel. She had no business being in NASCAR.
I mean, female James Bond, like, come on, man. Like, what are we doing? This is a great franchise that might be ruined.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
Because they didn't want to cast Idris Elba as James Bond.
Even the crappy Bond movies, like the Timothy Dalton ones, still pretty good. Yeah, like you sit there and watch
it. This may be the first Bond movie I never see.
Yeah. It's cringy. Like I haven't even seen the preview. It's just like.
Forcing us. They kind of force us into stuff like this, and I don't like it. I like seeing a good Bond movie in the summertime about every other year. Used to have me when I was a kid. Well, every other summer, you got a Bond movie.
And Bond is sexist. He is a womanizer. He is politically incorrect.
It's a whole damn franchise.
Yeah, that's part of the it's like the last bastion. It's like they can't touch Bond. Yeah, they can. Yeah, they can. Bond is woke now.
Root and stem.
That's Check It or Wreck It. Folks, thanks for jumping in with us today. It has been a pleasure. We'll be back tomorrow from 3 to 6 here on The Drive. Trey will be back with us. It'll be Jeremy Pruitt time down at SEC Media Days, and he'll have it covered for us. Maybe have some audio and stuff like that to play for you. We got two more hours of quality local sports entertainment headed your way here on Fan Run Radio. Overtime is up next. Another stellar edition of whatever this is, The Drive. Yeah, that's our show.
Drive.
In the books. We'll do it again tomorrow right here on Fan Run.
The Drive. Missed that special segment?